Welcome to The Parrot Unbound. This is Grace, the podcast editor here at Portsmouth Public Library. Today we have another installment of Blanket Fort Broadcasts, which is a series recorded in our homes during quarantine. In this episode, we hear from Jean Francis, Mary Jo, and Michaela about different projects they're working on in different mediums. They also talk about library resources they like and how they deal with frustration around learning new skills. You can find all the resources mentioned in this episode on audioboom.com, cityofportsmouth.com/library, and wherever you get your podcasts in the episode notes. Thanks for listening and happy reading.
Hi all, I am Michaela, Emerging Technologies Librarian here at the Portsmouth Public Library, and with me today are fellow crafters Mary Jo, Circulation Assistant Extraordinaire, and Jean Francis, Youth Services Assistant and Garden Maven. It probably comes as no surprise that many librarians are avid crafters, makers, and menders, and we are no exception. We're here today to share what we're working on and chat all things crafty. Okay, I will start with my current projects. On my knitting needles, I am working on a fun classic t-shirt pattern with a little breast pocket. It is very cute, and it's from a really neat little New York-based company called Pearl Soho. They have a ton of free patterns, and they have a great website. They have stylish patterns and a lot of tutorials, which is really handy. And they link to a lot of their tutorials within their patterns. So that's been a great way to kind of, I learn on the fly, just nice. As a rule generally. So that's super handy. And for that project, I'm using a really nice cotton linen blend yarn that originally I was like, I'll make a sweater out of this. And that was silly. So I'm making a t-shirt with it. And it will be a really nice, drapey, cool fabric for the warmer weather, whenever that decides to arrive. And I picked that up from a local yarn store called Pintuck and Pearl over in Northampton, I believe. I'm also working on mending a shirt that I ripped ages ago. I hulked out while I was playing football in our friend's backyard. And I watched a few videos on Creative Bug, which is one of the library's digital services, about sashiko. And it's a style of Japanese visible mending. And it utilizes different stitch patterns to turn the mended piece into wearable art, basically. So it's a nice big rip right down the back. So that's going to be really lovely once it's done. I'm definitely no great shakes at it, but one of the really nice things that I learned about that is that the imperfections make it perfectly mine. So I'm looking forward to getting that. I'm like halfway mended and patched, so it's looking pretty neat. And I'll get another few years of wear out of one of my favorite shirts. So yay. Nice. So Mary Jo, what are you working on?
I have started a pair of mittens. I've never made mittens before, so I figured this was a good opportunity to do that. I have successfully made a thumb hole. So that's something that, you know, I've never done this before. And I'm like a proud mom. So that's what I'm doing. I usually have one project going at a time because that's all my brain can handle. I've been using spinning yarns in Dover. So that's what I've been doing. I have a sewing pile once I'm done with this. Like, that's my goal, is to finish that sewing pile, which has been there since we moved. So it's been there for a year, just collecting dust. So I figure it's finally time to do that. How about you, Jean? What are you working on?
Yeah, so I'm working on a couple different projects. I did start mending. I have this old sweater that is like one of my favorite sweaters, but I stopped wearing it because it just had too many holes in it. And I was afraid it was just going to start to completely unravel. And I didn't want that to happen. So I haven't worn it in a few years, actually. There's actually a book called Mending Matters that I had checked out of the library, but I saw that they have it online now too. It's on Hoopla. Mm. So that was a really cool one to check out. And I tried a couple different like techniques. I did some where I blended it into the sweater. So I found a yarn that was a similar color. So I kind of tried to blend it, but then there was a couple bigger areas that I just used like some bright yellow yarn and made like some big just circles. Yeah, it's just kind of fun because it just becomes kind of yours, which is really cool. I've also been, you know, making some masks, and I found a really cool pattern and tutorial online at a website called Craft Passion. They have free patterns, but they also have a really well done YouTube video that like walks you through the whole thing. And so it's been really cool. I'm definitely not an expert sewer at all. And it's been really cool to take some of the things I've picked up here and there along the way and actually make a thing. Kind of excited. I might actually make a skirt too, but that's like further on. I need to make more masks first.
All right. So my favorite question, what is your all-time favorite thing that you've ever made?
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. All right, fine. Mine is total a giant blank cardigan. I know. I've never made anything. What?
No. I was like, I made that one pair of gloves that I only made the one glove out of, and the one glove was really nice, but
there you go. That's a really hard thing about socks and gloves. You have to make two of them. Also sleeves.
Right. Yeah.
Awful. I made a giant cardigan, which is literally like wearing a hug blanket, and I love it. That's probably my favorite thing. But I made a sleeve, and then I made the second sleeve. And then I had to rip out the first sleeve because it was too short. Oh. I hate two-part projects.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'll always be proud of the gigantic, super ugly shawl that I made in college. It used every single bit of leftover yarn in my mother's cabinet. And it's way too long to wear in public, but it's really comfortable. I did make a really useful shrug a couple months ago, which I'm very proud of. It took me a very long time. I'm actually feel comfortable like wearing it in public, so that's a good thing. So I'm pretty proud of that. And this that I'm wearing, I also finished during quarantine.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty great. It's like a shawl, and you can like pull it. It can cover your shoulders. It's multi-use. I really love it.
Very cozy. All right, fine. If you don't have a favorite, how about disasters? I foisted many a lumpy hat on my family.
Yeah.
I have one hat that I remade like 4 times. I don't know if it was a disaster. I think it actually ended up being a hat that I gave away, but like I literally, and it was using the same skein of yarn, but like it became 4 different hats because each time I didn't like it. And then I tried again. And then eventually I was like, it's good enough. And I like gave it away. But yeah, it was, I guess, almost a disaster. So.
I definitely did the, before I knew about like yarn weight and stuff and how that matters, I had roving and I was like, I'm gonna knit with this. And I made a bowl for your head and it was terrible, but the wool was lovely.
When I first started knitting, I decided like, I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna be so proud. And I started a pair of mittens on double pointed needles. It was my first attempt at making anything knitting, and I just dove right in, and it didn't go very well. So I just went back to the basics and learned how to knit in a line, and then eventually, I'm actually up to the point where I didn't make it before, so it's kind of come full circle, literally.
I do like knitting, because you can, like, once you get knitting and purling down, you can kind of just dive in and be like, well, it's those same 2 stitches in different combinations. And I will figure it out.
Yeah. Do you crochet or?
Long ago, I actually learned how to crochet before I learned how to knit. And so, but it's been a long time since I have crocheted because I got into knitting and then it kind of took over.
I love crocheting. That's what I started on. And it's delightful because you can just rip out mistakes and then just keep going. It's wonderful. Whereas knitting, it's much harder. I haven't yet mastered how to fix my mistakes, but there's just a lot of holes. And if there's a mistake, I just keep going because I have no idea how to fix it. No one knows but me.
I do. So when you do run into issues like that or learning new things, or what are your favorite resources for finding tutorials or new patterns or fixing mistakes or learning a new stitch?
My favorite thing is to, you know, I always just go to the library and I go to the knitting section or whatever. And I just like take out a bunch of books and just kind of look around and, you know, grab whatever. Now that everything is digital and on Hoopla, I'm definitely a creative bug junkie. Like there's so much good stuff on there. Like it's just really cool. And the tutorials are just, having the video component is so helpful. When I first learned how to sew, like I just had this, you know, old sewing book that I'd gotten at a thrift store or whatever. And I made some progress, but I think I ended up getting frustrated because I just didn't know how to kind of push through all the like mumbo jumbo terms and techniques. But being able to see a video makes it so much easier. Cause yeah, I didn't have anybody who taught me. I'm just learning, you know, on my own.
Same. I actually, this giant cardigan that I just finished, that's the first one that I've like correctly done everything all the way through. I made a gauge, so I knew how big my stitches were. I actually washed it and blocked it, which I've never done before. Whoa. And it makes, I know, it took 36 hours to dry.
Gosh.
But it really makes a difference. And I actually ended up watching a bunch of different videos on Creative Bug about like finishing your knits and like what different yarns do well with blocking and using natural fibers versus, or using animal fiber versus plant fiber, and how they all kind of behave differently. So it's been kind of fun to actually up my knitting game and be a little more technical about it, because I've definitely been the kind of like, I made a lot of lumpy scarves. And so it's been kind of fun to get a little more technical about it.
Yeah, with these mittens that I'm making, I'm actually doing cabling, which this delightful cowl that I'm wearing, the actual pattern said to do cabling, but I had no idea that that's what it meant. So at the very end, when I got to the bottom, I realized, so now I'm actually doing it correctly, and it's great to actually feel that I know what to do here and not just make it up as I go along.
I use YouTube a lot, so if there's ever, because knitting is riddled with acronyms and just SSK. I don't know. I look that up literally every time.
Yep.
And it's just little 15-second YouTube clips of like, oh, right, that's how you do that, and that's how my hand should be. Actually, one thing that I learned like a couple months ago, super recently, you can adjust the playback speed on YouTube videos, which is so handy for the people who are just like, oh, you just do this, blah, 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 and you're like, okay, and I watched that 10 times. But actually being able to slow it down and be like, okay, like you go through the front, wrap the yarn, pull it off, that's been a huge game changer.
Yeah, if you look at a YouTube video, there's a little gear, and it's, I think it's in the bottom right-hand corner, and you click on it, and you can change the speed of the video to like 50% or 75%. And I use it a lot when I'm trying to, I play music, so if I'm trying to learn a song, I use it a lot that way too. So it's so helpful.
All right, so last question. How about advice for people who are just starting out? We are teachers as librarians and really like to help people. So what's your best advice?
Look at YouTube videos and check out our book collection. We have a huge collection on crafts. It's really big, really diverse, million different things that you could learn.
Digitally and in print.
Yes, you can check out Creative Bug as well.
Creative Bug is one of our digital services. It has over 1,000 different classes for all sorts of arts and crafts, and kitchen and baking and home decor and jewelry making. Pretty much if it is artsy or crafty, they have a video for it. So that's, Jean and I were talking about that being super helpful for like sewing and different knitting stitches and all sorts of good stuff. I got a really good pie crust recipe from that, so we'll see how that goes.
What resources do you use?
Yeah, I generally print resources, but I really, really have been enjoying Creative Bug. Again, that video component is so helpful. Thinking about Mary Jo, when you first started, I think it's really common that when people start a craft, you have like a little bit of success, and then you go to the next project and it's way, you're not ready for it. So what I like about Creative Bug is that it like lets you know, like, this is a beginner, intermediate, where you are. And, so that way you don't set yourself up. You're setting yourself up for success, I think, is really key, because I learned how to sew, really, really basic stuff right out of college. And then I remember I decided I was going to make this dress out of this like space fabric. And it was a disaster because I had no idea what I was doing. But if somebody had given me like a really simple pattern with a video tutorial to like make a pillowcase, I probably would have, done a lot better with that.
Grew up, we had a sewing machine. We never had like a instruction manual for it. We just kind of guessed. Mm-hmm. But then I decided that I was going to make a corset for our Outlander Kaylee. So I bought a kit and I built myself a corset, and it was ugly, but it worked. So Yeah, diving into the deep end with graphs is a little bit my MO, but it's fun.
Do you still have it?
I do. Yeah, I was not giving that up after months of working on it. So that's going to be a recurring theme with future Halloween costumes.
Yeah, you can always use a corset. You know, it's a staple.
Exactly. All right. Any parting words of wisdom for fellow crafters? Stay strong, fellow knitters.
Stay strong.
Stay strong and embrace the imperfections in what you make, you know? Don't worry about it, because chances are anything that you make and you're going to see the flaws way before anybody else does. And if you just celebrate them, just go with it. You know, as long as it doesn't completely fall apart, you know, you're doing great.
Someone's going to appreciate it. You may notice it, but like to someone else, it looks beautiful.
Exactly. I love it. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions about our digital resources like Creative Bug or need help getting started, you can always call us at 603-427-1540.